I'm now going to catch up with Rob Beale. Robin, we are at the tail end of the year, and of course on the 25th of December it's Christmas. Is Christmas the same as it used to be? It used to be a massive retail peak, didn't it? Obviously, when you've got younger children, that definitely changes the perception of Christmas. But what's your view on, in terms of Christmas as a kind of an institution and part of a calendar?
I guess as my children have got older, so my Christmases have changed quite dramatically. And you know, I long for the day where I've got grandchildren, where you can see the excitement and all of that side of it with Christmas again. Most people I talk to now about Christmas, it's a case of a well-needed break, a week off work where they know that they're not being missing emails and phone calls and all of that type of stuff because the world shuts down. And it's probably become more secular as time's gone on, where people are just using it as a really good opportunity to just have a break.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I guess, you know, as the demographic of the country changes as well, and there's other religions, you know, that Christmas isn't the same in every religion, of course, is it? And you know, even in Christian countries, they celebrate on different days, which is interesting. So I guess there is that to it. And the religious side of it, obviously, we know that attendance to churches has diminished. So it's a different dynamic, isn't it, to perhaps when we were young and our parents, you know, when certainly the church played a much bigger role in Christmas, didn't it?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who almost don't think of Christmas being almost a religious festival, but it's more a case of that's what we do. And what's interesting is as other religions become more prevalent, you're actually seeing them celebrate Christmas, not from a religious perspective per se, but actually just as a time of goodwill and all of those types of things. So
it is interesting. And of course, the other thing as well with our society where we tend not to save up for things and we want everything today, to wait for something for Christmas is probably an anathema for people nowadays. It doesn't happen, does it? It's, you know, I'll go and buy it today, I'll get it on credit. And, you know, the Christmas present thing, I think, has changed as well. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. I think the other thing that's changed dramatically is, you know, when I was younger, even 10 years ago, Christmas meant the mad rush to the shops and everyone was there. And now it's the mad rush to the computer to get something ordered in order for it to be delivered. And the roads are just full of vans delivering Christmas to, you know, to all the various
households. Exactly, yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah, can I book a slot for the supermarket to come and deliver for me?
Yeah.
As opposed to, go shopping. Yeah, interesting. The world has changed quite dramatically. And what about you? You'll be taking time off over Christmas and putting up the drawbridge?
Yeah, absolutely right. Time to just spend with family, friends, and just relax and, you know, look forward to 2025.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to that too. Thanks very much, Rob.
Cheers. Bye.